So to be fair, when the bubble idea came up for Major League Baseball, having a couple of hub cities, it was looking like a 4 or 5 month season at that point. Players did not want to do that, to leave their families and go into that kind of environment. It's very different in the NBA and in hockey, where they're going to have a short time. Most teams, a very short time, if time at all, in the bubble. But you also can't ignore the results, Bob. And that is NBA, a few days back, released no positive COVID-19 test results from 346 players tested since July 13th in the bubble. MLS just came back, I believe this was yesterday, a total, and they're in the same basic kind of bubble down there in Orlando, which, by the way, outside of the bubble, we know, is a raging hotspot in Florida. A total of 884 individuals, players, coaches, and staff, along with referees, the MLS delegation, everybody at the host hotel in Florida was tested between July 24th and 25th. 884 individuals, zero positive tests. It sure looks like the bubble is the way to go. That would be the preliminary indication, Bob. Yes?
No, absolutely. That's why, you know, when it was first brought out, I thought it had a chance. And, you know, I think the league had to be stronger on players. If players were resistant, say, look, this is the option we have. This is the information we have at the time. And if you don't want to play, that's your choice. Opt out. Don't play, and you don't have to do it. We're not forcing you. But this is the best situation. I think all of us thought that with baseball traveling all over the place, that it was going to lead to problems. And again, all you have to do is look at Lou Williams of the NBA to understand that if you break the bubble and if you go out and do something, you know, all of a sudden you put a lot of people at jeopardy. I don't know how this started with the Miami Marlins, but, you know, the fact that you could be on your own and do what you want in a city like Philadelphia, which has had its share of issues as well, that's all it takes. And that's why bubbles were the best way to go. And I think the NHL has been on top of this better than any sport, and I think they have the best chance of succeeding.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, football isn't in a bubble, though. And it makes you wonder, A, because of the sport itself, the contact between the players, and B, you know, they're not in a bubble. They're going to be traveling to games. How in the world they're going to pull it off? I'm with you, Bob. I think the NHL and NBA have the best chance of getting through it, unless some of the players decide to go to strip clubs, as that one knucklehead did from the Clippers. He left the bubble and ended up at a strip club somehow. Now he's going to be quarantined for 10 days. It only takes one to spread it like wildfire, Joe, and we've seen that here. I just really wonder how football is going to pull this off.
Let's talk about that. Coming up, Steelers supposed to open camp this week. Tomorrow, I believe, is the first day. And more about I hate to say whose fault it is, but really the players controlled this from the beginning and basically said no bubble, at least according to Passan this morning, that was the initial reaction. And part of me can't blame them because, again, I think only to be fair, you got to mention that when bubble first came up for Major League Baseball, it was a 4 or 5 month plan. It's a lot different to spend 2 months there or for most people in the NBA and NHL, significantly less than that. Let's talk about it. You can join this conversation about baseball, really, if you feel like the season is now in peril. 412-928-9370, 928-9370. It's Cook and Joe and Bob.